I'm Diana Taurasi, the Phoenix Mercury, and I love listening to The Female Field Guide.
Hi, my name is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and I love listening to Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. When you listen to me, ladies, I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done.
Number one radio talk show, Female Field Guide.
You're listening to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
That's right, ladies and gents. It's that time again, Sunday night, baby, baby, 8 p.m., thank you so much for joining me, Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet to sports, athletics, entertainment, relationships, baby. I love it. Sunday night, it's that time. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. And fellas, I love you too. Bridging the gap between men and women, bridging the gap between sports fans and non-sports fans. That's right, baby, Female Field Guide. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another week, another fantastic Sunday. And where do we begin? So many amazing things have taken place this week in the world of sports and entertainment. Learn, laugh, and love the game. That's my goal, ladies and gents. That's my goal. Thank you for all the first-time listeners. I really appreciate you and love you. And you're probably wondering, who is this broad with her own sports radio talk show? And who does she think she is? Well, okay. Hi, I'm Jasmine. I'm a basketball player. And please believe it, my jump shot is still wet. I may need 15 or 20 or 45 minutes to stretch. But my jump shot is still wicked. I'm a former coach. They still call me Coach Jazz around these parts. I'm a student of sports, but most important, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a woman who loves the game. I'm also a sports writer. I'm a sports editor for Prominence Magazine. You can subscribe to the print and online issue, ladies and gents, prominencemagazine.com. We've got, you know, we have a fantastic holiday issue coming up. Shout out to Glennies, who is the editor-in-chief. She's absolutely fantastic. She's dope. You can also call me Professor Baby. I teach sports psychology as well as ethnic, cultural, and gender issues in sports at American Sports University. Appreciate them giving this little brown girl a chance to teach and also learn at the same time. But that's not it. That's not it. Jasmine, how many jobs do you have? Well, I have one more for now, and I'll be taking names for some more. I am the sports anchor for a show called Game Time, covering the Inland Empire San Bernardino High School prep sports. I mean, shout out to the Inland Empire Media Group, my producers, Jimmy and Navarre. You guys are thebomb.com. You can catch my episodes. If you are not in the San Bernardino area, you can catch my episodes on iemediagroup.tv. You can also check my Facebook. I'll post the videos as well. It's the Female Field Guide YouTube channel. I'll be marking them on my favorites. So for now, that's all the jobs I have. But I'll pick up a couple more. You have some for me? I'll pick up some more. Let me tell you something. You can contact Jazzy Fizzle in a plethora of ways. Of course, I've got a Facebook, facebook.com/Female Field Guide. We've also posted little snippets of segments of shows. Go to my page and click on the Listen Live widget. It's fantastic. facebook.com/Female Field Guide, my Twitter. You can follow me at Female Field Guide, but leave the E off a guide. I don't know. That's what Mr. Twitter Boss Man said. Twitter.com/Female. Field Guide. I've got a Tumblr, femalefieldguide.tumblr, TUMBLR.com, Tumblr. Shout out to my intern Ashley, who's holding it down and managing that, and it looks fantastic. I've got a YouTube. We are spicing it up as we speak. It looks dope. YouTube.com/femalefieldguide. Be sure that you check out the overtime segment a couple hours after the show. Post a video, a couple of, interviews, some guests on the show, Female Field Guide Overtime segment on the Female Field Guide YouTube channel, youtube.com/Female Field Guide. Now, there's some people that they have comments. They would say, Jazz, you're doing good with the show. I'm really enjoying myself. But, you know, maybe they don't want to call on live. So they want to leave me an email, info@FemaleFieldGuide.com. But you know what? I've also been hearing there's people that, you know, they want to leave me a voicemail. They don't want to call on air. They've got the bubble guts, the shy. Well, have no fear, baby. The Female Field Guide hotline is here. You can call. You can leave messages, comments, questions. Jazz, I would like to learn more about this particular sport. Holler at me. 909-276-7132. The Female Field Guide message hotline. Share your thoughts, baby. 909-276-7132. And here's the thing that I love about technology, ladies and gents, is everyone has a cell phone, a Droid, an iPhone, an iPad. Well, guess what? We've got a Female Field Guide Pocket website. Are you serious, Jess? Yeah. FemaleFieldGuide.mobi, M-O-B-I. This is a website for your cell phone. You can stay abreast of everything that's going on. You may not be able to get to the laptop. You may not be able to get to your iPad, but if you got your cell phone, you're out and about, you can listen to my shows. You can just leave me a comment on my Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, one-stop shop. And for all of my first-time listeners, did you know that Jasmine George, the host of Female Field Guide, is the first Blog Talk Radio host to have their own app? That's right. I didn't stutter. You can go ahead and download the free Female Field Guide app. You can go to the Android Marketplace and the iTunes Store and download your Female Field Guide app. Shout out to ZenForce Media for designing such a dope app. And thank you so much for all of the downloads thus far. Ladies and gents, did you know that you can download, you know, while you're in the iTunes Store, okay, while you're downloading the app, you can also listen to my podcast. So let's say, you know what, I miss those cheekbones. I want to hear those cheekbones, man. Go ahead and go to the iTunes Store and type in Female Field Guide Podcast. You can burn my episodes on a CD. Do whatever you like. You can also set reminders for the show. Go ahead and come back to the Blog Talk Radio, my show page, and you can set reminders for the show, 5, 10, 15 minutes, an hour before the show, either text or email. Never miss a beat. Thank you so much for all the support that you have given me this past year. It's been fantastic. We've got a great show tonight. Action-packed. We've got some new segments. We've got an entrepreneur spotlight featuring my buddy, who'll be calling in soon, John Barnes III. He's an artist as well as a sports enthusiast, and we're going to talk to him about how he mixes the two. He's got some really dope pieces, and I can't wait to talk sports and art with this guy. Hey There Girl segment, talking basketball with basketball player and coach Sabrina White. She'll be having an alumni game with her high school really soon. We'll be talking about that. Can't wait for her to hop on the telly. Of course, we're going to be covering the top headlines in sports. Some not so fun, but as Female Field Guide, we got to talk about them. Also, we'll be having our What the Puck Talking Hockey with one of my senior producers, Tommy Mahoney. He'll be keeping me abreast and keeping me posted on what the heck is going on with National Hockey League. Sports and entertainment's been a beautiful marriage. A beautiful marriage with sports and entertainment blended in a very sensual cocktail that I like to call. Did y'all hear about that? Sports and entertainment segment. Of course, our football fix and our two-minute drill. I'll be giving you guys the recaps, ladies, letting you know the water cooler talk with the sports fans and men in your life we'll be talking about this coming Monday. Well, let's hit it. Our Female Field Guide poll question of the show. I posted this on our Facebook earlier this week. With the unfortunate happenings and breaking news with the Penn State sexual abuse allegations and everything that's happened with Penn State head coach Joe Pa, as well as his former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. He's been ousted, and with Joe Pa's firing, the poll question has been, what has been the worst departure for a coach or player? We'll be taking these poll results and comments and questions throughout the show. Give me a call, 714-816-4766, 714-816-4766. Thank you, Tommy, for that fantastic, fantastic research. You know, it's been a few weeks since the Female Field Guide one-year anniversary celebration jam. I'm still physically recuperating from all the amazingness that took place. But you know what? I always want to say thank you so much for everyone that you know, called in, gave me support, attended the event, and, of course, our fantastic sponsors of the event, Powerade Coca-Cola, L.A. Sparks, Zenforce Media, and, of course, Gamut Media, who put together all the posters. And you guys haven't seen the program book. It's amazing. But, you know, there's been some happenings post the event. So I'd like to share. Hey, Jazz, what's been going on in your world? I will be featured in Young Celebrity News Magazine for the December issue. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited about that. Shout out to Miss Julissa Wilson. She is dope. The editor-in-chief. She's a head honcho. She's a young woman getting it done, and I'm excited. So please be on the lookout for that. Check out their website, www.youngcelebrity-news.com. So shout out to Miss Julissa. Hey, guess what? I'm not done. As we continue to grow and we continue to make Female Feel Good at thebomb.com, I met with my team. I said to myself, self, I think they missed the cheekbones. I think they need a midweek fix of the cheekbones and Jazzy Fizzle. What I love about sports and entertainment is that every day is a new adventure. So, starting this Wednesday, Female Feel Good, we'll be having a midweek show, Wednesday evenings, called Female Feel Good. Hump Day happenings, keeping you abreast on the midweek haves in sports and entertainment. Shout out to my team as we collaborated that today. Yay! So here's the thing. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to talk about the midweek, the headlines, the haves, things that's going down in the world of sports and entertainment. But ladies and gents, I'm going to be having some guest call-ins. It's going to be fun roundtable discussions. If you want to be a guest caller for the Female Field Guide Hump Day happenings, give me a call. Leave me a message on the Female Field Guide message hotline, 909-276-7132. Leave me a message. What would you want to talk about? Give me your best radio voice. Hey, guy, girl, whomever. We'll bring you on the show as a guest call-in for the co-host Hump Day happenings. Here we go. Ladies and gents, when we come back from the break, I am excited to bring on one of my good buddies. He's an artist. He's dope. His name is John Barge, the third. Don't you dare forget to leave out the third. There's three of them, three John Barges. And our entrepreneur spotlight, this is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. We'll be right back after this break.
Ha ha, Jasmine George, Female Field Guide. What? Number one radio talk show. Your own app.
Speaking of golden,
golden
Female Field Guide,
uh-huh,
phone app, will you be supporting me, my friends, and the show?
There is no doubt. It's a free app, first of all. Let's talk about the free part.
Yes.
Ain't nothing like free. Every time they tell you something free, it's a underlying charge on there. This ain't no charge. I just paid my phone bill. That's all I do. But guess what? I'm getting that free app.
Right.
And tomorrow night is Sunday night. And guess what happens on Sunday night? FFG.
Holla!
We listening to it.
Listen, Dribble Pro, Female Field Guide, this is what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
A new friendship and relationship on the road, LA Live, Nike 3-on-3 basketball. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. Holler.
Welcome back to the show. Let me tell you something that I love about this show, about it being live. My senior producer, Tommy, I love it that they listen to the show. I love it that they give me feedback. But I can always count on Tommy giving me some feedback live. So I'm trying to keep my composure. I get a text from Tommy saying, Hump Day happening, keeping you abreast. What kind of show is that exactly? Wow. Thanks, Tommy. Now, as we come back, we're back from the break. It's one of our newer segments, Entrepreneur Spotlight. I sat within myself. I listened to the other shows, and I said, you know what? I know some fantastic entrepreneurs that, of course, entertainers, but you know what? At the end of the day, it's about sports, baby. And I'd like to bring on my good friend John Budge the Third and our Entrepreneur Spotlight. And it goes like this. Hit it!
Entrepreneur Spotlight.
Now, this guy, John Budge, known him for a while. He's an athlete. He's a ball player, supposedly. But you know what? He's an artist in my eyes, and he's fantastic. So I'd like to bring on Mr. John Budge first on the show.
How you doing, Jasmine? Live and direct. How you doing?
What's up?
How you doing?
Are you giving me the Jamaican accent tonight or what?
Yes, Jamaican accent. I think I'm Usain Bolt. Anyway, I'm more nervous on the phone than I've ever been on air. Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that's
we
different.
Talk all, yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on. I told the intro a little bit, and of course we talked throughout the anniversary event. John Budge, the Third, of course, he's got a fantastic sports background, which we'll get into, but he, oh my goodness, I always tell him this, God is in his paintbrush and pencil and pen and whatever you want to call it that he may use to create these masterpieces. He was the Female Field Guide artiste for our event, and be sure to check the Overtime YouTube page because I'll be showing some of John Budge's art. But I know you, John, but, you know, let the listeners know a little bit about your sports and athletic background.
Well, I would like to say I wasn't the, in high school, I wasn't an extreme ball player. Played JV basketball, but then, you know, when I got out, I guess the sport became in the brush and in the pen.
Mm.
And since then, you know, I've been teaching as an art teacher, and I actually coached boys b-ball, all grades, junior high, girls basketball, boys junior high, and also women, actually a women's adult intramural tournament, Indonesian exclusively almost. Yeah, it was really, really different coaching women, you know, a little more emotional, and they play hard, you know, not to say guys don't, but they too also. And then I took a little stab at bodybuilding one time, and that was kind of
awkward.
I probably shouldn't have said anything, you know.
John, you know what?
Yes.
I appreciate you bringing that up because I was going to bring it up, but I appreciate you just coming out with it because I was going to get you. Please share with me how you came upon, you know, the whole bodybuilding world and how did that go for you, brother?
Well, you know, what it was is that I was just going through some of my life, and I remember I had a little gut, and I sat there and I said, you know what, a guy by the name of Butch Dennis, he's with the Christian Bodybuilding Network. He came to me, he said, man, with a smoky voice, brother, you got to get yourself in shape. So when I went to the gym, the brother is no joke. Yeah, he put me in tip-top shape. So I was an organic. I wasn't a muscle mass kind of guy. It was the organic bodybuilding. So when I did that, the most nervous thing is being on stage in front of all those people.
Yeah.
You know, and then just getting this trophy here, you know, which was cool. It was fun. You know, I think I it wasn't a lot of many people at once, so I kind of went second place because there were two people that were there, you know, in my division.
Wait, John, here's the question I have for you, brother.
Yeah.
Did someone oil you up or you oiled yourself up? You oiled yourself up.
I oiled myself, and my homegirl oiled me up, who was a good friend of mine. This was actually at, Crenshaw Christian Center, Maine, auditorium. It was one of the biggest competitions they would always have. So, you know, I couldn't reach behind my legs, and so, you know, they had to warm me up back there. So I didn't need tanning lotion because I was already tanning, too. So,
exactly.
You know, it was kind of different. You know, I was just, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, yeah.
Well, you know what I love about you, John Budge the Third, is that, you know, you try new things. You're not afraid to just venture out and step out of your comfort zone. And that's how you gain fantastic relationships and friendships. So I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to talk about the bodybuilding experience. And I'll probably bring it up next time we talk on the phone. But, of course, the reason why we have reconnected is your art. My friend, tell me, I mean, I know that you've probably been drawing and painting for a long time, but when did you realize, wow, this is a gift from God? I'm good at this. Talk about just when art really became a piece of you.
Well, I think, you know, my father, the late John Sumner Barnes Jr., gave me a stack of computer paper. And as a 3-year-old, you know, sitting there in front of him, he kind of knew the talent. you know, and then he just kept giving it to me, and then finally got to the point to where I would draw Garfield comics, and it looked like the actual comic, and I'm, what, 4 or 5 years old. And so since then, you know, I try a little bit of everything, but I think with the creative process, it starts with, I always talk about male seeds. This may seem like it's nothing art-related, but it always starts with the father in the home. You know, and so just seeing my father, you know, I realized that after age 6, he really didn't know how to draw. I'm like, man, Dad, you're not really that good. But it was just, he had to be that, you know, that source point that I needed to have. So now I have this creative energy that's like, it's like 7 feet tall and 300 pounds. And I'm 5 foot 8, a buck 85, and it just want to come out, you know. So I experiment with sculpting, installations, painting on shoes. I can do forensic art, courtroom illustrations, portrait art, anything, all types of mediums. So,
that's
you know,
right.
I like
you,
to,
You do it all, my friend, and you know, you touched upon that, some sneakers. I had a couple of my buddies that used to play in the NFL or currently play in the NFL donate their signatures, and John Bodge III really has some dope pieces, and you also will be showing that on the overtime video, but, you know, you're paying homage to Al Davis, the two Raider sneakers. I mean, they were absolutely fantastic, and we'll be able to show that, and, of course, on your website as well. Now, we're going to keep, of course, in art, but we're talking sports because you brought up bodybuilding. I'm going to bring out something to you because I thought you were going to talk about it. We've got a challenge. We've got a commonalities. You know, we've grown tight because, you know, both of our fathers did pass away, and we want to live and make sure that they are proud of us. That's one commonality we have in how we bond. But we're both basketball players. And listeners, John Bars III, it doesn't matter if we're in a heavy conversation talking about business, the future, life, you know what I mean, our passions and dreams. This brother will find a way to challenge me in my basketball skills. Now, for those of you that are personal friends with me, know that I am currently nursing a shoulder injury. But mark my word, ladies and gentlemen, I love sports, and so does John. And so, therefore, he has challenged me, and I accept that challenge to either play a one-on-one course, whatever. And all I know is that the probability of me winning is very high. That's all I know.
Okay,
studies, you know,
check this out.
60% of the time, it works every time.
See, let me see. See, you have, you know what you have? You're up there in your Star Trek control board. Remember the sister that had her, you know, every season, you know, you only saw the back of her head? You know, but just let me be Captain Kirk, and I'll manage this one here. But, you know, until you get your hand, you know, your body healed, you know, it'll just be talk. You know what I mean? It's just win and opportunity. The win's already passed and opportunity's here, but, you know, it doesn't look good for the listeners for a man to challenge a woman like this unless I give you 6 points and give you the ball.
Oh, no.
And we go to 10.
John Barge, what did I say? I can meet you on the corner off of White right now, but because my shoulder's busted, I don't want to have any no whatsoever. When I beat you, listeners, you hear this? When I beat you, John Barson III, I'm going to be tip-top healthy. I don't have any excuses. So listen, we'll bring the cameras out. We'll put it on Ustream, all that stuff. But all jokes aside, I look forward to that, John Barson. But of course, you're an entrepreneur. What?
You know what it is? I don't know. You know, I can't post you up because I'm too strong. So what I'll do, if I run around, you know, I just take it to the that's what I do.
I think we'll
make it today. And look, when we win, there has to be a consequences in the end of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll open up a poll question or something like that. You know, what should the winner be? What should the winner do?
I think this should be good. This should be national because we have listeners from, I guess, all over the world. Someone just hit me on Facebook like, hey, I'm listening. So, I mean, it's big. I mean, we can go to, you know, we can do soccer, whatever. You know, someone said, let's play soccer. You know, so you have your feet, though, right?
I'm a point guard. John Barge said I'm a point guard. But listen,
but usually point guards are easy fast, right?
Yeah, just give me like 15 minutes to stretch, John Barge III.
Okay,
listen, we can talk mess to each other.
Oh, I know I can, I'm telling you. But this makes you tie your hair, you know, I'll be easy. I'm just, you know, shoot the easy jump shots, tie your hair up, make it happen, you know. But,
John
Barge. Competition. Battle of the sexes,
right? Not only can you create masterpieces, but you can also create a lot of mess talking over the phone. Now, before we go, my friend, Yes. You have some great pieces that I want all the listeners to know about. I want them to be able to go on your website, follow you on Facebook, because I know there's people that have seen your pieces and they want to buy something, or they want to, you know, ask you to do a signature piece. Please, you know, share with the listeners, you know, where can they, you know, find your information, see some of your pieces. I know you have a dope Troy Polamalu piece, a Mike Tyson piece is dope.
Yes.
A Kobe Bryant piece. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
My hand slipped.
Lord, jeez.
I was born and raised
in California,
California,
right?
Yes, thank you.
Ladies
for
and gentlemen, Celtic fan in California.
Yes. But, I mean, we'll get into that later. If there even is going to be any basketball, but we could talk about that all day. But John Barson III, please share with you know, where the listeners can just, you know, get your pieces, man. You're dope.
Yes. Well, www.artofjohnbarge3.weebly.com. That's the sponsor link. Also on Facebook, the Art of John Barge, J-O-H-N, of course, not the J-O-N, J-O-H-N, B-A-R-G-E, the third, Roman number three. Art of John Barge, product and artist or public figure, however you want to look at it. And just go on there. When you go on there, you can actually, I can give this number on air, 323-568-6508. That's where you can call direct and get some artwork done. So anything you do, I do everything from artwork at actual sporting events. I'm actually doing an actual piece for Atlanta Falcon, a ball player. Also, I'll be showing at with the Diaspora Collective in February. Also, I just want to put a plug in also for 20 Miles East Gallery, John and Mia Lee. They actually are facilitating a lot of my art there. Nina Farina, through Ebony Robinson, doing a fashion line there at her boutique and also her line. So just working with several other people and just excited. I want to give a shout-out also to my Culinary Animal people, because we're actually, where Jasmine was one of the hosts on the show and we kind of did it there also. But, yeah, everything there. Like I said, call the number 323-568-6508 or go to the website www.artofjohnbarge3rd.weebly.com. When you go into the link, just add your name or put an email response, and I can just call you back, or my artist rep can call you back also. All
right? That's right. Now, John Barge, you know, speaking of which, you're the creative producer of Culinary Animal. Share with the listeners. This is a wonderful time to talk about that. That's coming up, and I think it's the dopest show. Share with the listeners a little bit about what Culinary Animal is and, you know, how you are a part of such an awesome project.
Yeah, well, Culinary Animal basically is an animal show about feeding behaviors, and so we're basically using some things together for some of the networks, and so just look out for that. We basically shot a lot of shoots with several animals, wolves, wild birds, birds of prey. We even had a miniature horse that gobbled a horse gelatin ball that we created. We also had your host, Jasmine, actually do a segment where she was the host, kind of taglining or relating the sports. What am I trying to say, Jasmine?
It was
sports,
hawks and birds,
Yeah, hawks and birds, and relating the NFL teams that use birds as mascots. And so we're raising money also for wildwings.org. And so they're a particular organization that basically takes rehabilitated birds. And so we're exclusively helping them out also in some upcoming shoots. But other than that, you know, going back to the art, so the Troy Polamalu, there's a new style that I'm working with where I'm incorporating Nestea coffee and also Starbucks, which donated some coffee grains for a show I did last night of Heavy D at Club Phoenix. And so
John
I'm just Martin incorporating
III, it's about time that Starbucks contribute something new, because the amount of time you spend there, brother, how many meetings have we had, you know? So it's about time, my friend.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes,
please be. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel, the Female Field Guide YouTube channel. I'm going to be posting the segment that I did with John and with Donna from Wild Wings of California. Fantastic. I straight had a hawk on my arm. It was exhilarating. John has nerve to try to say I'm going to be in there with some tigers or something crazy. So, ladies and gents, you heard it. If my face gets bitten off, it's because of John Barge III. So, brother, I appreciate you coming on. Of course, a wonderful entrepreneur. You're so inspirational, and I appreciate you bringing listeners to my show, and I hope we have some lifelong fans. But, Broseph, come on anytime you want. This is John Barge III for our Entrepreneur Spotlight. Thanks, bro, for coming on. see me on
all
the
right,
court.
All right, see you in the
court. Oh, man. This guy. You got to love him. And we can be talking about the most heaviest stuff, and he'll find a way to challenge me for a game of b-ball. Good segment. Shout out to John Barge. Fantastic segment. We're going to be tackling some pretty heavy and crazy headlines that took place over the past week. But on a lighter note, you know, the Manny Pacquiao fight and Juan Marquez, it was last night, so on pay-per-view. You know, it was a little controversial. Juan Marquez, he stormed out of the ring. Some fans were angry about, you know, the way it went down. Pacquiao won a close one. You know, ladies and gents, for those that saw the fight, what did you think? 714-816-4766. The floor is always open. And, of course, with our female Field Guide poll question, I'll be revealing, you know, the thoughts from the readers on Facebook, of course, with Joe Paterno's firing, which has been the worst departure for a coach or player. When we come back, we will be talking with Ms. Sabrina White. She's a basketball player. She's a coach. She's an inspiration for young women everywhere. And we'll be talking to her in our Hate Their Girl segment. So we'll be right back. This is Female Field Guide.
Hey, everybody.
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton-Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
This is Christina Silver of basketball.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a quick little break. Needed a little sip of the water. Good segment. Shout out to John Barge for calling in. Entrepreneur Spotlight. And, of course, you know me, a former basketball player and a former coach. So it's always good to speak with, coaches and basketball players. And, of course, when they're women, it's girl power all day, every day. So, of course, in our Hey There Girl segment, we're going to be talking with Miss Sabrina White. And let's go ahead and jump right into it. The Hey There Girl, representing ladies, sports, entertainment, and the community.
Hey there, girl. You go, girl.
Parker got the position down low, and Candace Parker with 22 for the Sparks.
You go, girl.
I'd like to bring on Miss Sabrina White, basketball player and coach, to the Female Field Guide in our Hey There Girl segment. Whoa! Yes. Sabrina.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Did you like that last track? I had to represent for the ladies.
Had to do it.
I had to do it. I love it. I love it. And Sabrina, I love it because it's less than like 6 degrees of separation with us. I remember we've seen each other a few times, and it's been like,
yes.
You look familiar. You look familiar, too. And then trying to put our finger on it. But I think we know each other in so many different ways, and I'm so happy that you're on the show. We're going to talk basketball, and, of course, you're a coach, and so I'm a few years out of the coaching game, and I miss it. So I'm glad that you're on the show to keep me in the mix of things. But share with the listeners your basketball background, and then we'll get into your coaching background as well.
Well, I'm a four-year varsity starter at Westminster High School, all-time leader in assists and games played there. Also went to Mount San Antonio College and played for the legendary coach Laura Beeman. Played there 3 years. Transferred to Concordia University, where I ran track and field, and I've been coaching high school basketball for almost 10 years.
I love it. I love it. Talk about quickly. You know what? I remember probably going to some games at Mount Sac. I've probably seen you like 20 times in different settings. Because when you said Mount Sac, I said, oh, yeah. Tell me about just playing for Coach Beeman. Because, gee whiz, I mean, she's gone on to continue to have a great career. The time that you were at Mount Sac, how was that to play for her?
Incredible. I was part of a team where the run of the, you know, 10 straight, you know, state finals occurred. Played with Amber Thomas and Christy Kavanis, Monica Armstrong. And just being a part of being a part of that, being the first team to go to state championship, lost in Elite Eight, and just, you know, watching Coach Beeman put in all the work, and Coach Frank Criswell, the defensive side of the coach, and how they just put together the whole program and how it was ran. It was very inspirational. It just showed me the steps I need to take to run my own program.
Absolutely, and you are doing just that, and you've been, you know, coaching. You've been in the game for, what you said, about 10 years. Where are you coaching now?
I'm at Los Amigos High School down in Fountain Valley, and now we are, you know, defending champions inside the Garden Grove League district.
Love it. I love it. How's the squad looking?
Looking good. Looking to defend our championship from last year, first time in 32 years, and it'll be the first time in 33 years if we can repeat this year.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to have to catch a game, and I'm so glad you let me know about the alumni game. I had one when I coached at Diamond Bar, and it was so much fun. Please share with the listeners just more information about, of course, the squads are going to be kicking butt, but it's varsity against the alumni. Are you just holding the MIC, or are you going to lace up the sneakers?
No, I'm just holding down the mic for the night, also coaching this year's squad. But it'd be a great pleasure. It's this Saturday at 6 p.m. down in Los Amigos Gymnasium. Expecting over 800 people there. When I first started there, we probably had three parents in the crowd, and now to be expecting 800 people, I mean, it's just full circle for me.
I love it. I love it. I mean, and you're such a great example. Of course, you've been able to just rub shoulders with some great ball players, yourself included, and some great coaches, and, you know, also going to Sparks game. Saw you at the Sparks game a few months ago. And now being able, remember, I love it. And, you know, now being able to just really create a legacy of your own, I think that's really cool. So I'm going to definitely make sure that I catch your girls. And it's always good to see just another, you know, positive young Black woman doing their thing. So I appreciate you coming on the show. How can, you know, 800 people, we need to get our tickets now. How can the listeners get the tickets and get more information about the game next Saturday?
Well, if you go on to www.losamigosgirlsbasketball.com, the ticket pre-sales, this is $4. Pre-sale, $5 at the door. There will also be homemade tacos being sold there from our parents and booster club, pizza. There will be a live DJ playing. Just come on down, have a good time. Come see the legacy that we're trying to leave there at Los Amigos High School and inspire young women into sports.
Sabrina, you have me at tacos. So you didn't even have to give me you didn't have to give me the website, girlfriend. I would have walked. Tacos and pizza and a DJ. I absolutely love it, and I appreciate you coming on. Please, I would love to have you on periodically, just giving me updates about how the squad's going. If I can't make the alumni game, I'm definitely going to come and just get some post-game interviews and things like that from some of the girls, because, you know, love to see when you know, ball club is doing well. So, Sabrina, darling, thank you so much for coming on the show. Of course, our Hey There Girl segment, and good luck. Now, who do you want, the alumni or your squad to win? That's the question.
Ooh, either way, it's great for me. All the girls play for me, so it's a win-win situation for myself.
Absolutely. It's a win-win. You're going to be rocking the MIC, and it's really great to see a legacy being born out there in the OC. Thank you so much, Honey Bunch. Sabrina Wright, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, there she is. Hey there, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Now, we're talking art. We talk sports. Hey there, girl. Entrepreneurs. Female basketball coaches. Girl power. LA Sparks. I got a question for you. Just one question for you. What the puck?
What the puck?
Let's talk some hockey.
I went here, I went there. That one.
That's right. Terrible. Oh, yes. Tommy.
Terrible.
We're talking hockey.
What the puck?
We're going to bring on our female field guy, one of my senior producers, as well as my hockey aficionado. He keeps me in the mix of things, and his name is Tommy Mahoney. And he's on the line. Thomas.
How's it going?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
You know what? Thank you for that that text while I was trying to be serious. I appreciate that a whole bunch. I guess I have to watch my vocab hump day happenings. Yes, always good to have you on the show.
Well, you made it through the title of this segment with no problem, so I have faith in you.
Well, you know, in my brain I was saying, what the puck, P. So I always have to train my brain before I go ahead and press that sound bite, or else Blog Talk Radio will snatch me off the air indefinitely. But, of course,
we can't
love
have
you on. We cannot have that. We want to keep growing. You always keep me on top of things with regards to hockey. We're going to have a female field guide field trip. We're going to catch a hockey game. We just talked about it in our meeting earlier today. And so with that being said, we got to know what's going down in the world of hockey. My friend, share with us. I bet you a lot of people don't know that even though the NBA lockout is still in the mix, the NHL, the hockey season, is pretty much in alignment time-wise with the NBA season, right?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, a lot of teams share arenas. So, I mean, if you normally go to basketball games, you know, it's not that far for you to go to the same place and watch hockey. Give it a shot.
You're absolutely right. Why not? You're absolutely right. So, you know, the NBA season, they're on ice right now. But speaking of ice, the hockey season is underway. What's going down? What's going down, and what are the teams that are kind of making some waves right now?
All right, well, in the Eastern Conference, you have Pittsburgh. They're leading East with 23 points, and that's without Sidney Crosby, who I think has probably played like two games like in the calendar year of 2011. He's supposed to be coming back soon, though, so that's good news for the Penguins.
He's had a really bad concussion. He got injured early last year, and he just hasn't been back, right?
Right, yeah, it was, right after the new year, actually, they played an outdoor game against Washington. I think he got hit in the head during that, and then something else happened in the game right after that, and then he's just been out of action since then.
Gosh. So Pittsburgh is still holding it down without the kid.
Pittsburgh's holding it down.
Okay,
correct.
Pittsburgh. All right, the Penguins. They have a good team there.
Okay. Chicago's leading the West. They have 25 points. Actually, that's the best in the NHL.
Okay.
And then you're like from Edmonton, they're pretty surprising this year. Normally, at least the past few years, they haven't been so good. But this year, they're leading their division so far. They actually have a young team. They had their number one draft pick the past two seasons. Taylor Hall 2 years ago and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins this year. He's second on the team in scoring, I believe. And they're having solid goaltending from Nikolai Habibulin, who seems to be making some sort of comeback or something. I don't know what you call it.
So Edmonton is more of the young team where no one's really expecting much out of them. Would you say they're kind of like the New Jersey Nets of the NHL?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, like I said, they haven't really been that good, and they're really surprising this year. And like I said, behind a lot of young players. But one of their best players, and you'll like this, former King Ryan Smith, he just went back to Edmonton this season. He's known for scoring, but he's also known for his mullet. So, I mean, I thought it would only be appropriate to bring that out and keep informed on it.
You know what? Can I give Ryan an applause for that? You know how I love the mullets. Okay, proceed.
That was pretty much where I was going. I just wanted to end with the mullet. I do have a So What Sunday for you, if you don't
Let's do it.
Mind. All right, well, you know how they had the aircraft carrier game. What was it, the Carrier Classic? It was North Carolina and Michigan State, right?
Okay.
That was the first, first outdoor basketball game in NCAA history.
Mm.
Well, back in 2001, they had the first outdoor hockey game in NCAA history. Also in that game, Michigan State.
Oh.
Very interesting. Yeah. And it was only in 2001.
Yeah. And at the time, it was a record attendance, I think world record. I'm not sure exactly what the number was, but at the time it was the largest crowd to watch a hockey game of any kind in the world, I believe.
Say
woo! Wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
The record has since been broken, but...
But back in 2001, it was the real deal.
Right.
All right. Now, tell me this, with us, you know, with Female Field Guide at the Mojave Lounge in the studio being on the West Coast, how the heck are our Anaheim Ducks doing? And, of course, our favorite team, the LA Kings. How are they doing?
The Ducks are struggling. Not that the Kings aren't, but it's still early in the season. The Western Conference is always really close. Last season in the playoffs, you know, the top eight of the 15 teams qualify, and between like the sixth place team and the like 10th, 11th place team, there's like, you know, 5 or 6 points separating them. So it could be a tight race. Like I said, it's really in the season. The Kings actually have 19 points. They're actually fourth in their division right now, but it's really close. The Ducks have 15 points, so there's still a lot of hockey left.
All right, definitely a lot of hockey. Is there still that game? It's after New Year's, right? Or is it after New Year's or after Christmas Day, the classic that you were talking about?
The outdoor game, it's normally New Year's, but this year it's going to be on the 2nd, I think, to avoid conflict with the NFL. It's in Philadelphia this year, Rangers and the Flyers. It should be a physical game. The Flyers are traditionally known as a physical team, especially back in the 70s, but even today,
like
they still have the reputation.
They're like the Steelers or the Ravens of the NHL.
Right.
Boom.
They'll be playing
in
the ballpark called the Phillies ballpark. I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Okay.
But
keeping it Philadelphia. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Philadelphia today. The Eagles lost again, but that's for another segment. I love it. You know what, Tommy? You're able to sneak in a So What Sunday's fact. I love that. And, of course, keeping us on top of things with the NHL. Edmonton, the surprise team. Our Ducks are struggling. Kings, still a lot of hockey left. Well, you know you got to come back on in a couple weeks. And, of course, we'll be having our hockey segment for the midweek, just keeping us on top of things for our hump day happenings. Your call-in will be one of the co-hosts. So I always appreciate you coming on. That's freaking Tommy Mahoney for our What the Puck. I had to really concentrate when I said that. Coming on the show. I'll talk to you later, brother. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right, see you later. No problem.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know whose idea that was. I think it was my idea to think of the segment, What the Puck. But one of these days, Alice, one of these days. No, actually, I mean, I hope I don't slip up. I hope I don't slip up. I really don't. Well, we've still got a little bit of time left, female field guys. We're going to go ahead and get into the poll question. With Joe Paterno's firing, which has been the worst departure for a coach or player? Shout out to Tommy for giving me some great information. We sat down this week and compiled of some really unfortunate departures for coaches or players, whether if it's just bad, or, you know, humiliating, things like that. For those of you that did not know what took place this week, Penn State head coach Joe Paterno was fired this week. It was on Thursday. Joe Paterno is 84 years old. He has the record for all-time wins for NCAA Division I football. Last week, actually, was when he broke the record, beating the great Bobby Bowden from Florida State. Well, a week after he made such a milestone, it hit the airwaves earlier this past week, that his former head coach, Jerry Sandusky, was involved in 8 or more counts of sexual abuse to underage young men. As the story unfolded this week, it was released that Joe Pop knew about some of these stories. A former assistant for Penn State actually caught Jerry Sandusky and a young man in some sort of act, and he told Joe Pa, and Joe Pa told his athletic director and the president, but did not call the police. I think that is an outrage, and because of that, Jerry Sandusky continued to abuse young men. He was a part of a charitable organization where they brought young men, elementary and junior high age to campus to show them the football field. So he was in charge, and he was alone with young men quite a bit over the past 15 or so years. Because it was released that Joe Pa knew about what happened, he was fired on Thursday and saying he feels horrible. He wished he could have done more. Yeah, you think? So, like I said, the poll question, I think that's the number one worst type of departure for a head coach or a player. But, of course, being the statisticians and the sports fans that Tommy and myself are, we also put on the Facebook poll, of course, with the worst firing or departure for a coach or player, and we came up with these. And it goes like this. Here we go. Pete Rose fired as Cincinnati Reds manager over gambling. He gambled on baseball games while playing for, oh my gosh, and of course managing the team. You think of Pete Rose, you think of just a disgrace for the MLB. He said that, you know, in 1991, the Baseball Hall of Fame, they formally voted to ban those that were permanently ineligible to be in the Hall of Fame, and well, he's the guy. After years of public denial, Rose finally admitted, all right, I bet on my team. Let's get another one in here. You think that was bad? I ain't done. The 1919 Chicago Black Sox. Jazz, what are you talking about? That's a really long time ago. Well, this team still will go down in infamy. The players, it's called the Black Sox Scandal. They threw the World Series. 8 members of the Chicago White Sox were banned for life from baseball for intentionally losing the game. This allowed the Cincinnati Reds to win the World Series. Cincinnati Reds is kind of all over this countdown. Let's go ahead and keep it pushing. Black Sox. I actually taught my students that. What's next, Jazz? All right. Marge Schott. You remember that broad? I remember her. She kind of had like a mullet or something. Well, Cincinnati Reds again. She was the owner. She was banned from baseball for her racist remarks. I think she had like a mullet. Like, she was rough. She's perhaps the well-known for her controversial behavior for her tenure as the owner of the Reds. Now, I want to be like, oh, that's dope, girl power. You know, a woman owning a team. I can't do that. I can't do that. Because Marge had a lot of racist remarks about African-Americans, Jewish people, Japanese people, as well as homosexuals.
Awkward.
She was banned from owning the team after this. Wait for it, 1996. Wait for it. After saying she wasn't support. After saying she wasn't support, you ready? Of Adolf Hitler. My thoughts exactly. You want to know some more? Keep it pushing. Which has been the worst departure for a coach or a player. But keep it going. Oh, this is really bad. How about, you ready? Mr. Bobby Knight. What hasn't he done?
Awkward.
The former coach, Indiana coach, and also Texas Tech, he choked players, throwing chairs across the court, fighting with refs, cursing out players, cursing out the media, was once arrested for assault. Although he was nicknamed the General, he won over 900 games. He's tied with Coach K for the men's college basketball game, tied for most wins of all time, Division 1A. The crazy thing about this, ladies and gents, is that he has such a high percentage for graduating most of his players, people continue to send their babies to Coach K. Just make sure you wear neck braces because he might choke Tyrell out.
Awkward.
That's all I got to say about that. Who else do we have, Jazz? I think we can pull out a couple more because, unfortunately, there's been some athletes, some coaches that have been horrible. Here's one. This is going to be fun. How about the Duke lacrosse team, their coach, and the season? You guys remember that? Back in 06, a young African-American woman, student, Crystal Magnum. She worked as a stripper, dancer, and escort. Make that money. Don't let the money make you. She falsely accused 3 Caucasian Duke University students. They were members of the Duke lacrosse team. She said that they raped her at a party at the captain's house in Durham, North Carolina. Many people involved. Remember, it was all over the news. I mean, not just sports, but I mean ABC, NBC, Good Morning America, you name it. They said it was a hate crime. There's a lot of racial tension. April 5th, 2006, the Duke lacrosse coach, Mike Kretzler, he was forced to resign under threat of athletics director. Their AD said, yo, I'm about to cut you. So they canceled the rest of the 2006 season. But here's the catch. At the end of the day, the North Carolina Attorney General dropped all charges and declared the 3 players.
Awkward.
We've got a couple honorary members of the most awkward, the most embarrassing, and, you know, maybe the worst departures. Honorary mentions. Former LSU women's basketball coach Pokey Chapman, she resigned over, sexual relations with a few of the players she coached. Oh. She left her post at LSU on March 7, 2007, amid allegations of inappropriate relationships. her assistant coach ratted her out. What about Manny? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are, you know, if you're in relationships or the sports fans in your life, they're baseball fans, just say this to them. It's just Manny being Manny. Manny Ramirez retired last year because he failed yet another drug test. Rather than serving a 100-game suspension, he called it quits. Manny being Manny. Interesting. Of course, there were a lot more stories, unfortunately, of the worst departures. Those got the most votes and the most feedback for the Female Field Guide poll. We're going to take one more break, and I'm going to give you a recap of our two-minute drill, talking football, sharing with you ladies the headlines of Thursday to today. Female Field Guide. We'll be right back after.
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Let the ladies know why they should really look into fantasy football and Madden and how it can help them step their sports knowledge up.
Oh, my gosh. It will increase their knowledge exponentially.
Mm.
I mean, once you get into Madden and doing fantasy football, you're breaking down numbers.
Yes.
You're proposing trades.
Yes.
You're doing this and that to make your team better than your opponent's team, your
yes.
girlfriend's team.
Yes.
Or, you know, your girlfriend's girlfriend's team.
Yes.
And you got to come back and forth. You're competing. You're in tournaments, and you're fighting this thing out. But it's all in fun.
Absolutely. And it's nothing but bragging. It's nothing but bragging rights. Bragging rights, and you're stepping your game up with football and not even realizing it. I love it.
Welcome back to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. This hour went by really quick, but you know what I always say? Time flies when you're with the Female Field Guide. Holler! Let's go ahead and talk some football.
2 minute drill!
Hello? You play to win the game.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
2 minute drill!
Come after me. I'm a man and I'm 40. Ladies and gents, it's week 10 of the NFL season. Oh my goodness. I hope that you've been able to catch some games. I hope that my show, the videos, playing fantasy football has helped you in some way, form, or fashion, because it makes my heart smile when I get my girls right. Well, some great things took place this week. Patriots just beat the Jets 37-16. But geez Louise, this week, man, some great things took place. Tim Tebow, my boy, Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow, they won 3 out of the 4 games they started. They got that victory. Steelers, Pittsburgh, running back Rashard Mendenhall, that's my running back. He was doing it right. They beat the Bengals 24-17. He had a fantastic game. Cincinnati, although they lost to the Steelers, that rookie, Andy Dalton, is doing it. Ladies, ask the men in your life, what do you feel about Andy Dalton's play with Cincinnati? Everybody thought with Carson Palmer retiring and leaving Cincinnati that their season would just be a wrap, but he came in there and he's doing it right. Although in losing efforts, they continue to impress. Andy Dalton, the Colts. Oh, this is bad. The Cincinnati Colts, the Indianapolis Colts are the only team that have not won a game. They lost to the Jaguars 3-17. They have not won a game.
Say what? Yet.
No, no, no. Let's keep it pushing with the 2 minute drill. The Eagles lose in the fourth quarter again. Ah, that's my team. They lost the Cardinals 21-17. Romo, he continues to do it. He beat the Bills. And it just seemed like breathing to him, 44-7. Ask the sports fans in your life, is Romo the real deal? Is Romo the real deal? 49ers, 8-1, the only one loss team. Shout out to all my Bay Area fans and listeners and loved ones. They came back and beat the Giants 27-21. Eli Manning, although he had an impressive season thus far, he wasn't able to close it out. And lastly, Drew Brees. That's my quarterback. Shout out, and I mean shout out to the New Orleans Saints. Shout out to Jerry George, Kim Alsbury, and Naughty Red, New Orleans' finest. Gotta love you guys. Can you believe the show is just about over? I hope you learned, laugh, and love the game. Want to give a special shout out to all the first-time listeners. Thank you so much for coming on and listening and
enjoying yourself for the hour that I'm on the air. Special shout out to John Barnes III for calling in, being a part of the Entrepreneur Spotlight, Sabrina White. Good luck with your team and the alumni game. Shout out to my female field guy team who always holds it down. And come correct. I really appreciate you guys, my interns, all the female field guy listeners and supporters. Next week, can I tell you something? It's going to be thebomb.com. Another show, another week, another opportunity to learn, laugh, and love the game. Jalisa Wilson of Young Celebrity News Magazine will be featured in the Hey There Girl Spotlight. Crystal Rari, she's dope. Entrepreneur Spotlight. She's a part of a couple companies, actually, but Upswing. Ladies, you want to know where to get your hair done? Be sure to check out Upswing. Next week, we're going to have a rugby rundown segment. 2016 Olympics, first year that the rugby USA team is going to be in the mix, and I cannot wait. If you can't beat them, join them. Our sports and relationship segment, holiday edition. Ladies, I'll be sharing with you what type of gifts you want to get the guys and the sports fans in your life. Talking NFL, fantasy football, NBA lockout, and more. And don't forget to check out the upcoming Female Field Guide Hump Day Happenings midweek show this Wednesday. Set your reminder. And don't forget to check the Female Field Guide Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Tumblr. I greatly appreciate you taking the time out and listening to this show. It makes my heart smile. And every week, I live a little bit about my dream. This is Jasmine George, your female field guide. Take care. I love you for listening. And God bless.
Well, this is Joe Bryant, assistant coach of the L.A. Sparks, also the papa of Kobe Bryant. And I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
Bill Bellamy, you're listening to the Female Field Guide. Hey, yo.
Female Field Guide. Breaking rules down so that you can get your game off your side.